Why did God make Kyler deaf? Isn't he supposed to take care of Christians? Just doesn't seem fair.
It may seem unfair, but you can only see what's happening now. Trust God to see everything. You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. As always, I'm so glad that you're here with me today. So maybe you've had something bad happen in your family, like a sibling with a disability. You wonder why God would let that happen. After all, if he's all-powerful and if he loves us, he could definitely heal your brother or sister, right? Well, I don't know the exact reason why God lets bad things happen, but I do trust him to know what's best. See, God can see everything, even the future, so he knows he can use something that seems bad to do something good. It reminds me of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Our story today is entitled, The Whole Parade. "Why, God?" murmured Jolene as she hugged her baby brother. They had recently learned that Kyler was deaf. "Oh, Jolene," Mom had said gently after they found out, "God's ways are not like ours. He is good, so we need to trust him, even when we can't understand." But Jolene wanted to understand. "Isn't God supposed to take care of Christians?" she thought. "How can Mom and Dad be so calm?" Mom interrupted Jolene's thoughts. "Are you ready to go to the parade, Jolene? If we don't hurry, we'll miss part of it." "If we don't hurry, we'll miss part of it." She held out her arms to the baby. "Come to Mommy, Kai." "I don't see why you talk to him, Mom," Jolene said. "You know he can't hear you." Mom sighed. "I've told you, Jolene, it's important for him to see our lips move and feel the vibration of our words. Now let's get going. I think both you and Kai are going to love the parade." At the parade, people were standing 3 deep in front of Jolene's family. She stood on her tiptoes and tried to see past those in front of her. "It would be so much better if I could see more than just one row of the parade at a time," she said. Dad handed Kyler to Mom, and with a swoop, Jolene was up on her father's shoulders. "Thanks, Dad. Now I can see the whole parade." Soon the parade was over and they were on their way home. "Life is a lot like a parade," Dad said. "We're like kids in the crowd, and we can only see one moment at a time. But God is above the crowd. He sees each person's entire life, past, present, and future. We don't know why Kyler is deaf, but that's because we can only see the present. God knows why, because he sees the whole picture." Mom nodded. "That's why Jesus wants us to trust him when we face hard things we don't understand. We need to remember he's working everything out for good and promises to be with us for every step of the journey." Jolene reached out to hold her sleeping brother's hand. She knew it was time to bring her hurt and questions to Jesus. So how about you? Are you questioning God about something that happened? Bring your hurt and questions to Jesus. You can trust him even when you don't understand. We see only a small part of life, but he sees it all from beginning to end. Trust him to do what's best because he died to save you and promises to work everything out for good. When you face hard things, remember, go to Jesus. And here's our key verse today.
Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
And our key thought, trust Jesus with your life. Tablets and smartphones are a lot of fun, especially to watch videos and play games. But sometimes if you want to read something, a real book is just the perfect thing. Now you can read the Keys for Kids stories every day just like that. I'll send you new stories every few months and you can write in the journal and solve the puzzles too. Get your copy at keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.